Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Dr. Chris Pullig is a professor of marketing and director of the Keller Center for Residential Real Estate Sales and Marketing at Baylor. It's no surprise to anyone who pays attention to the news that the U.S. housing market is depressed, which means real estate agents face some serious challenges. Dr. Pullig, tell us about the results of your research in this area. What should real estate agents do in a market like this to continue to generate leads and convert them to sales?
Yeah, we just completed a large-scale study of real estate agents, and what we looked at was the manner in which they engaged in generating leads and then the success rate of those different strategies. What we did is we actually broke the lead generation strategies into two categories or two groups. One would be considered a more traditional marketing kind of strategy, which we called an attract orientation, which is where a real estate agent might, you know, run a house listed in the print advertising, traditionally like you would see in a Sunday paper, and then wait for the phone to ring. So that's more of an attract strategy. The seek strategy is the second category that we looked at, and this is a more of a prospecting strategy. It might be using referrals. It might be calling customers. It might be networking strategies, a strategy that's more proactive in looking for customers to either look at houses or to list houses. What we found was that the success rate of these strategies in actually generating leads and converting them to some sort of a transaction really depended to a certain extent upon the type of market that the real estate agent was dealing with. What we found was in a relatively stable, relatively good market, that kind of a mix of these two strategies, about a 50-50 mix of a seek versus a track strategy, worked relatively well. But as the real estate agent was working in a really tough market, a much more depressed market, that they really needed to consider shifting more to a prospecting or seek strategy, where because what was happening with the number of houses on the market, this attract or more traditional marketing strategy was not as effective. And there what we found was more of maybe of a 60-40 investment, 60% being in more of a seek prospecting type strategy and 40% more in a traditional marketing strategy was the most effective way in which to generate and convert leads to transactions.
So in a tough market, you might want to invest in the things that are take a little more effort on your part.
Right. I think that, you know, the thing to learn, I think, from this study is that in a tougher market, a more depressed market, that, you know, the best return for the investment is to probably be a little bit more creative in the way in which you generate leads, also to be more proactive in that process. To not really rely upon traditional marketing strategies as much as a more personal, interactive, and prospecting type of strategy, and that those strategies are more cost-effective in the long run as well.
Thanks, Dr. Pullig. Dr. Chris Pullig is a professor of marketing at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. Or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.